To illustrate a new edition of The Unknown Masterpiece by Balzac, Ambrose Vallard selected a number of etchings that were produced by Picasso in 1927. Balzac's novel tells the story of Fraunhofer, a fictional 17th century artist who spent 10 years of his life trying to create a defining masterpiece, only to end up with a tangled mess of incoherent lines. The story fascinated the leading lights of the world of modern art and the avant-garde, and shares a connection with Picasso's works in which the painter strives over and over again to capture the likeness of his model. Of particular note is a detail in the second etching, specifically the depiction, in the background, of the Rape of Europa, with Marie-Thérèse positioned on the back of the bull into which Zeus, perhaps a self-portrait of Picasso, had transformed himself.
In the following etchings, we jump forward to the 1950s and 1960s when Picasso was exploring the motif of painter and model with even greater intensity. On this occasion, however, he also injects humor and irony, poking fun at and ridiculing the image of the aged, circumspect artist standing before the naked body of a young woman. At other times in his career, Picasso identified himself with the figure of the harlequin and minotaur. Here, he is doing so with the figure of the aged painter. In fact, he is representing all painters, using the cliché of an old-fashioned figure that embodies the kind of official artist against which he had always rebelled. By using the same compositional structure, Picasso presents this figure as someone who is trapped in the same old routine. However, he breathes fresh life into this structure by making the scene different each time, thereby avoiding the trap of falling into repetition, which was his greatest fear. He knows that he cannot exhaust the infinite number of options offered by the disciplines of painting, drawing, and printmaking. For Picasso, this is the real motif, the multiplicity of ways in which a work can be produced. The act of creation itself.
At a time when art was branching out in many different directions, often far removed from painting, Picasso is affirming his faith in the medium. He remains committed to depicting reality through his weapons of choice, of which the painter-model relationship is the paradigmatic example. Ultimately, Picasso is identifying himself with the role of the artist as he conceived of it in his youth. The same concepts are explored all throughout his work. Indeed, this was the case from the very start of his career, as the son of an academic painter and a student of the academy, when the painter-model relationship became so important to him.
The tour of the ground floor room of the Picasso Birthplace Museum ends here. Feel free to make your way up the stairs to the next floor, where you can continue to learn about Picasso's work. There is an elevator at the rear of the building for disabled visitors. If you need to use it, please do not hesitate to ask a member of staff at the reception.